It's FM 1079. That's the message for you there, Rosie. Don't you ever get to thinking you're irreplaceable. I've got a monkey joining me tomorrow.
Do you?
No, I'm joking. Oh. It's 20 to 8. It's Rosie's last show, and we've got Example on the show after 8 o'clock. Plus, we will be giving away tickets to the LED Festival. I've spent Rosie's leaving present on tickets for you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome. So it's the Arqiva Awards tonight, and last year, Rosie got a fake tan before them, and I was quite jealous because it looked really good. So she talked me into having one with her, and I'm like famously known as the palest person in the history of the world.
Milk bottle, stick of chalk.
Like I burn rather than tan. So I wasn't too sure, but we met these two really nice girls a couple of weeks ago when we were doing the walk active evening.
It was a pamper workshop down in Blueberry, and Charlie and Kate are just the lushest girls you will ever meet. They're hot stuff as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and they work together and basically do, I mean, they don't just do spray tanning. They did massages when we were there before. They do hen parties and manicures and all kinds of stuff. But they brought the little tent to the bunker yesterday and had the spray tan. So Kate works in Warborough at a place called The Retreat. And Charlie works at the stables in Abingdon. And we're going to put all their details on the internet later on so that you can check them out. But it was quite surreal. Paper pants, a cool spray of water kind of covering you.
You know, I'm going to admit something I never thought I would.
Yeah.
If you've never had a spray tan, it's quite cold.
It is quite cold, yeah.
And it makes you stand to attention in the upper chest region.
Yeah, we get you. Move on.
And I actually thought, you know, I wish it was like that all the time. Do you know what I mean?
You wish there was someone constantly following you around with a gun full of water spraying you.
Yeah, basically.
We're going to put all their details online on our Facebook page and our Twitter page this morning because they are top girls. And I imagine a hen party with those two would be an absolute riot if they brought around and kind of spray tanned everybody. It was brilliant, and we very much appreciate them coming and doing it yesterday because the bunker is not the most glamorous place in the world, but they didn't bat their eyelids. They just carried on, set up their little tent in the back behind the cafeteria, and off we went. It was absolutely brilliant.
FM 107.9's Word on the Street.
All right, still to come before 8 o'clock, we'll do Artful Dodger and Plan B as well after we check the roads with Simon.
Looking a little bit busy this morning. Usual